I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A senior Hamas militant is suspected of torturing and killing the manager of a Christian bookstore in the Gaza Strip last month. That's an alarming development, says Open Doors' Carl Mueller, because Hamas has previously provided some protection for Christians. Mueller says Christians are asking prayer for boldness.
Believers who continue to promote their faith evangelistically, despite their commitment to the general welfare of Gaza and their commitment to the people of Gaza to serve them, that there will be increasing threats against their existence in Gaza as a result of this.
Meanwhile, Haiti's elections have been delayed yet again amidst efforts to reform the country's constitution. Unrest in the past has been of some concern, but it's unlikely to affect the annual For Haiti with Love Christmas party. For Haiti's Rosalind DeHart says it's the highlight of the year for many. That's even more true as the attendees hear the gospel, some for the first time.
Before they eat, they sing and pray, and we tell them the story to show the people God's love and to celebrate Jesus' birthday and pray that it all goes smoothly.
And organizers say they want to make sure that every child in the Kingdom of Tonga will have a copy of the gospel. Earlier this year, some 48,000 copies of the Book of Hope arrived for distribution in the small Southern Pacific archipelago. The Minister of Education endorsed the book and allowed copies to be distributed in all the schools and educational institutions. Many organizations are working together to travel to each of the 176 inhabited islands to ensure that the children in the Kingdom of Tonga receive God's Word. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.